All right, time to go live now for the Sandpoint City Council here at the Sandpoint City Chambers.
Further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on this evening to the consent agenda, we had one item, minutes of our regular meeting of February 12th. Did everybody have a chance to go through those?
Yeah, I think there needs to be a correction on page 2 where it says Public Works Director, it says interim.
We can take care of that. Anything else? Not hearing anything. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt with the amendment of that deletion.
Okay. Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second? Okay. Let me see who. Okay. Alan. I get a second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, we'll go ahead and take a roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We're going to move right along this evening to our reports. First on our list is our finance officer, and you should have papers on front of you from this afternoon, and I'll turn the floor over to Krista.
January sales tax revenue was $44,528.74. Raw fish tax revenue was $12,558.77. Pretty quiet around here.
That it is. With that, their bank account balances are on the next page and transactions for accounts are on the following. Is there any questions for Krista? Any comments? Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, just I'm not sure if everybody's aware, but the key bank account, that's under the Alaska Municipal
Lamlet.
Yeah, Lamlet Investment Pool. So basically, it's a 2% checking account. We got 2.1%, I think, last year on it. Pretty dang good, I mean, all things considered.
Yeah.
So it's not just like it's dead money, it's actually getting interest for us.
And it has, and we've bounced up and down. We've had to back and forth with that, but we're at $2.4 million in there yet at, on the Amlet.
And now we're lower.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But we're inching down.
And that's going to be a little bit of that going on. Things get a little better. As you've seen, the our permanent fund thing inched up a little bit too again. So that kind of plays off the stock market. So, but it's crawling upwards. So, any other comments, questions? Not hearing any. Thanks, Krista. And with that, we're going to move right along to our administrator. And Jordan, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I feel like we went over most of the items in the workshop. Getting back to the anodes, they were $309. They are $309 per piece from King Cove. Yeah, so just to touch briefly on community revenue sharing. Community revenue sharing is the interest from the PCE endowment. So whatever goes, so the PCE endowment pays the interest, the main portion of interest goes to pay for the PCE program across the states for eligible communities. And then once that's covered, then there's another portion that goes to, it's now called community assistance, formerly community revenue sharing. So that has been targeted by the administration. But the $87,000 projected that has been secured for this upcoming fiscal year. So we have it for at least one more year. I would note that one requirement of that is to have an annual audit. So municipalities don't have audits,
don't receive it.
I would point out that our audit costs are almost half of that.
No. Yeah.
And that's something we've banged on the state before about, yes, it is a lot of money, but it goes right back out.
Yeah. Just a quick comment while we're on that. I did just see a letter in my inbox that was confirming our for this year of $84,000, so it is coming.
Great. Yeah. I think most of the work was done this afternoon, and then we'll get into the rates.
Okay, very good. Any questions for Jordan? Not hearing any. Thank you. I'm going to save some of the Board of Fisheries for gentlemen that have been there tonight. Maybe we'll hit on our comment period. But Board of Fish went very well. When I say very well, we did give up again, as we always do. We lost a portion of up in Pavlov, the Dogai section, for seining in June, and we're still at odds with the mainland as the set netters, waiting until Chicknik gets X amount to go fishing. But with the way things have gone, everybody worked very well together, and it was quite the experience, I would say. But it went as well as it could have, I guess. I wanted to hit also a little bit on our Swampsea conference. It was a very well attended conference this year. There was 180 over 180 people in attendance this year. Not everybody from Juneau was able to come up. The governor didn't make it. He sent Ben Stephen, his policy advisor, to fill in for him. But we did have Senator Gary Stevens and Representative Louise Stutes from Kodiak, and we did do a live airing with Bryce Edgman to fill in, who is our new speaker for the year. So things went well there. It was, like as I said, well attending. One of the big highlights, I think, of the of Swampsea was Alaska Seafood and Marketing Institute. They provided a main course for Wednesday's lunch buffet, and what they did is they featured winners of the 2018 Alaska Symphony of Seafoods and their annual contest that they do to inspire folks to fully utilize and increase the value of Alaska seafood. The attendees were able to have a lunch of wild-caught Alaskan cod with lemon herb butter. One of the big hits was the pollock protein noodles, and that was those were made, I do believe, by Trident Seafoods, and Alaska cod dumplings. And ASME spent a fair coin to make this happen, and I think it turned out very well. And one of the things that would surprise me, you know, what it does is it utilizes a good portion of our seafood as a harvest, and it maximizes the meal and oil production. An estimated additional annual value to our Alaska seafood industry is like $600 million. That is done with folks that do these things. And I think Trident leads the way, and it's not just these noodles. Trident has come out, and I think there's a salmon product. There's been a couple of cod products. They have one with a pink salmon patty. I think the list is endless, and one of the things that Trident is doing is being very innovative in this area, and I think it shows, and it really adds to our seafood industry. So we did have a good energy session there also, which went really well. And then there was the ending, which was the dynamic oceans. It talked about the blob, it talked about global warming, and they had a lot of scientists on those panels, and that went well also. And also let board members talk about that. But Swampsea went really well, well attended, and a good job to those folks. So with that, I'm going to jump right off to our Department of Public Safety, and Hal, the floor is yours.
All right. We had a fairly usual February. We had 5 cases generated, about a half a dozen or so IRs. 4 people jailed. There were 32 calls to 911. We had 4 EMS calls transported, and no fires. We had Mark Chandler, who's with us tonight, graduated from the Equivalency Academy, number 3 out of 28. So very proud of him on that, a very good job done, and so he'll be receiving his certificate here in about the next 4 or 5 months. Dave Anderson has received his advanced peace officer certificate, and Sergeant Neerman has received his intermediate peace officer certificate. So again, with our 5 officers on the department, 2 have advanced, 2 have intermediate, and Officer Chandler will probably qualify for his advanced. So pretty nice showing for a small agency. We'll be doing the school active shooter training coming up here on March 22nd. We'll have instructors in town to teach the staff what to do in case of an emergency situation, not just an active shooter, but any kind of a threat to the school. That'll be going on for the full day. And then in the evening from 5 to 7 p.m., we'll hold a Q&A with the public at our first annual night out. And we'll be doing a little pizza station for the kids at the school. They can make their pizzas and throw them in the oven. Should be a good time. We've got a couple of grants into the Department of Public Safety for a little over $200,000. Hopefully here's something on those pretty soon. Some is for new radio system, and the other is for some harbor cameras. Other than that, everything's moving along. We'll be getting, we've tentatively got our records management system training set up for the 28th, 29th, and 30th of May. And we'll hopefully have everybody up and running on that.
Very good. Thank you, and congratulations to you, Mark.
Thank you.
And questions for Hal? Not hearing any. Thank you. Well, we'll move on this evening to our number four and Public Works Manager, and I will turn it over to Dave.
Good evening. Yeah, it was a pretty good month. We hauled a bunch of, four vehicles, two of them out of back trails, one at the store, and a van to the shop so we can drain the oils out of them. We got the big semi that Glenn asked, the truck up there at the store, so that's gone. We worked on brakes, we worked on trash trucks, we graded roads as much as we could when the weather was calling for it. We did some culvert work, cleaning out culverts, doing a little ditching when we were getting a lot of rain. Welded a bucket on skid steer. We got bottles down for the fire department down in Seattle, getting hydrostatted and visual, and they should be back on their way here next week. We've been doing a lot of work on the fire boat, got the jet drives in. We'll be ready to put it in the water tomorrow. We were down and worked at the sand building, kind of cleaned up the sand, made the building look good on the inside. As far as landfill, we had some work to do on the incinerator. We lost a ram on the garbage truck, which I'm having one built. We had one always break on the skid steer. And we hauled, I don't know, it was over 500 tires down to the boat harbor so Paul off Tribe could ship them out. It did really, really good. Awesome little crew.
Did it make a dent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we only may have a couple hundred tires left up there. Most of them are on rims.
Oh, very good.
So someday if we can get rid of the rims, they would haul the rest of them. But it was a really good hit. They still want more. There's still a pile down there in the harbor that they've been getting ready to work on. They wanted to wait for better weather. Just been really busy. Recycle center, we had to do some work on the furnace. Paul was telling me today. And we're burning lots of oil, a lot of used motor oil right now between two shops. Recycle center, running good, no problems there. Water sewer, we worked on the big ladder on the tank and changed the transducer, which activates our pumps when they're supposed to come on and off and tells the elevation of our tank. We're still having the problem with that, but we got the guys in Anchorage working on it. We changed one turbidity meter out because the other one burned up, but the old turbidity that we put in service is an old turbidity meter, and we're going to have to start replacing them here real soon. We jetted out Trident sewer line and then chased and greased all the way down to the sewer plant. We had a flood. Otherwise, we're doing really good, flipping along.
Very good. Thanks, Dave. And maybe just to add, I'll call Steve in the morning and see if we can get a push on that
under
the Gale parts.
Yeah.
And then,
like I say, it's all sitting there. He already called me today.
Okay, and I don't know how you want to quite deal with that new bearing. Let me know, and I can either make a call or...
Yeah, we got to go crawl around the crane and try to find a stamped Grove number on it so we know exactly what it is. It's supposed to be on the frame somewhere in front.
I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah.
We know which one not to order. So.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Okay. Jordan?
Is Steve Evenbold still coming out in May?
No, doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
He was.
Other questions for Dave? Not hearing any, thank you. With that, we're going to move right along to our harbor, and Mr. Kashutin is in Anchorage for medical. A report is in your packet. They have been busy also. And as you noticed, if anyone who've taken a ride to the harbor, we do have a couple of the boxes completed out of the five. He said they will be done shortly. Jordan had talked to Cove about some zincs, I guess I will call them, so we'll figure out where to go and we'll get back to the council on that. I think Moon said we'll need at least 30-some, so maybe we'll discuss on maybe purchasing some of those from Cove to get a fair deal on those. And I think you had mentioned something earlier at 300 and some.
Yeah, $300 per annum.
Okay, so for zinc. So we'll chat about that and then go forward. But other than that, they're just busy down there, and I'm sure things will start ramping up here next month. And we usually see the drifters come in a little early so they can go back for one last rest before they fly at it. So we should see things picking up in the harbor. So with that, I'll end there. Any questions about the harbor that I may try to answer?
Did they get done with all those bilge blocks, too?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so there's a lot of extra ones.
Yeah. They were preparing for more boats, so.
We just got to get more room.
Well, we do have that extra room, and possibly if we need it next fall, but we'll probably have to find some fill for that. So maybe we'll be possibly crushing some rock or something, and we can do some fill in there. So we'll deal with that. So.
Right.
With that, I'm going to move right along to number six on our reports, and that's our student representative, and I'll turn the floor over to Ms. Brittany.
Okay. Today was our first meeting in a long time because all of us have been basketball, and now that's over, it was a tough season. Our boys made it, which was really good. They had a tough time. They got to play three games in one day, and they made it, so that's good for them. But today we're just getting back into things. We got a new member today. Paige is the new student rep. Alexia didn't make it. And we're just working on getting prom stuff ordered and opening our student store so we have enough money to pay for that. And we did our lunch surveys because the district office had their board meetings and they wanted to know what kids wanted for lunch, so we got all that, and we're working on just getting it in like readable form so we don't have to flip through all those little papers to see what kids want.
And all the kids wanted healthy things, right? Like broccoli?
Mm-hmm. Caramel chicken?
Oh, no. Just kidding.
I never looked at those yet, but we're getting there. And that's really mostly all that's happening at the school, just getting back into things.
Okay, well, very good. Thank
you. Oh, there's parent-teacher conferences tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, okay. And so Friday you get one day off for the
semester? Yeah, there's no school Friday.
Okay. Very good. Is there questions for Brittany? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to congratulate Air Brittany on a great basketball season. I think you guys did really good, and it broke my heart you didn't make it to state. I thought you were going for sure. So.
Yeah, those teams are pretty tough.
You did a good job, though. I have to agree with Alan, so kudos. So, thank you much. No other comments? You have a good evening. Okay, with that, we're going to move right along this evening to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. First on the list is 2019-01. It's the acquisition and disposal of city property amendment. It'll be our second reading and adoption, and I will turn over to Jordan to fill in the blanks there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is just a cleanup ordinance. It came to light this winter, when I was researching the need for a temporary construction easement that was required by the state for the dock construction. So there's three blanks. One is dealt with the so if the city were to give land for residential development, how long would it have to stay residential, and how long would the person who receives the land have to build a habitable structure? So after speaking with our lawyer, Patrick, he recommended 25 years to be minimum use for residential purpose, and then 2 years to construct a habitable dwelling on the land. Next blank was the notice of disposal. So before the city disposes any property, be it real property or equipment, there has to be a notice period. Just given the nature of real estate, Patrick recommends at least 30 days. So anybody who has strong opinions either way has a chance to weigh in. And then the temporary usage, before it allowed, there was no dollar figure on what somebody could add to land or temporary usage. So and it didn't really make much sense, because if it's a temporary usage, you know, why would you go ahead and put a bunch of money into city land? So it just gets rid of that dollar figure. So yeah, it's mostly a cleanup measure, and it's pretty similar to the boroughs. I mean, the language is pretty much identical.
Yeah.
I think there might be some copying here and there. So.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jordan. That brings me back to the second reading of this amendment. I would entertain a motion to put it on the floor.
I'll make a motion to put it on the floor for second reading.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil. Is there any further discussion on that? Not hearing any. With that, I will... You better do a roll call on that, please.
Okay, Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. It is on the floor for second reading. Is there any further discussion on it? Not hearing any, I entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-01.
I'm making a motion to adopt Ordinance 1901.
Motion's been
2019-01.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Any further discussion on this matter? Not hearing any. Can we have a roll call, please?
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Thank you. That ordinance will be taken care of, and we get that added to the books, Jordan. And very good. So we'll move on to number two this evening, Ordinance 2019-02. It's our FY19 budget amendment, which we do every year, and this would be put on the floor for a second reading. But with that, Jordan, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, so I just want to touch on a few things. The changes I listed, were a variance of $20,000 or more. The capital gains with the AMLIP that we mentioned earlier, that's almost been erased. So it's market-based, it fluctuates, but just at the time, wanted to point it out. Donations increased, thankfully. The city's raw fish tax down pretty heavily. Again, it's no surprise to anybody. The Department of Revenue Share Fisheries Tax, that comes from the state. It's shared with all the coastal communities that are impacted by commercial fishing. It's not a guaranteed figure. So when the fishing is good overall, the state gets more money, passes more on to us. If it's bad, well, we get less, and not a good year statewide. But we can't count on it to a certain. I mean, we can to a certain degree, but historically, it fluctuates. EATS. So as you know, the city has a 20% ownership stake in 3380 C Street, where the office is located. Due to re-signing EATS to a long-term contract with expanded square footage, there's some commercial real estate term where we the owners through the agent offer them an incentive to remodel the new space they took over, add some walls, get some new carpet, rearrange things to suit their need versus the previous tenant. So that ate up the anticipated $20,000 we would have received from the ownership stake this year. But commercial real estate in Anchorage is pretty soft right now, and I think it's better to have EATS in-house just to, so we can stop down and just chat in the hallway. And
so the bill was over $100,000?
Just about, yeah.
Wow.
But it was, they have pretty much all of these bottom four now.
Okay.
So right. It's quite a bit of space. Equipment rental increased mostly due to the Kelly Avenue off-fall line, which is good. Water and sewer fund. Took a pretty big hit repair and maintenance, although thanks to Dave and staff for reducing the water pressure, which it cuts down on consumption of chemicals and the electric cost of the water. Boat Harbor Fund increased by about $25,000 for rental mortgage fees, but again, it's not enough to offset the operating costs or the deficit we face right now, but still a good sign for both, you know, this year and then moving forward. And then there's also positive news on that front, just with the additional drifters coming in, hopefully. So those are the main you know, high dollar changes that we know of right now. So, you know, the budget we put out that was voted on by council in June, things have changed a bit, so this is just tightening down the figures. In no way obligates us to it, but it's just a living document. So,
very good. Thanks, Jordan. With that, I'd entertain a motion to put on the floor for a second reading.
I'll move to put it on the floor for a second reading.
Motion's made by Shirley. Do we have a second?
Sure.
Second by Alan. With that, is there any further discussion on the motion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-02.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Motion's been made by Shirley.
2019-02.
To adopt 2019-02. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries, and we'll get that one moving right along. Moving right along, nothing under old business this evening. New business, number one, is the QTT Annual Earth Day Fair donation request. We did have a couple individuals come up from downstairs. We did discuss on donations, and I think we were looking at some garbage bags and $100 in gift certificates, 50 and 50 from Trident and the Ace, or the store. Is that okay with anybody? If so, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, yeah, to accept the bag, two bags, whatever it is, the garbage bags, and then the two $50 gift cards, one from Trident and one from AC Strip.
Very good. Thanks, Amo. Motion made. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number two, it's a building permit. It's a revised from the Trident Seafood Corporation. If you had, if you haul out your paper from, we had an addition from Alan showing they were having some issues with, I don't know if it was their computer or whatever, but the actual location of the building is on the newest piece of printout that you have in front of you. And again, I don't see any problems with the permit. We did go through it before, and I would suggest that we pass the revised edition. Is there any other comments on that?
Looks like they'll have enough room now
to get around
to do it. And, no, everything looks good now.
Okay. Is that...
It's a motion to accept.
Motion's been made by Amel. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Any further discussion on the matter? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Amel?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll be moving right along to number three under new business. It's discussion of water, sewer, and refuse rate increase. We did discuss this at length this afternoon, and we will be taking this back up next month for a first reading, but I do believe you wanted, did you want to comment a little bit on that one first? Or?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So in the packet, there's a couple scenarios, and during the workshop today, it sounded like a 10% increase was what the council was suggesting. So I went back and kind of recreated some of the spreadsheets and simplified them down. So the, you know, the blue color is the current water charge. Sewer wastewater is green, and solid waste is orange, yellow, this one right here. And then, so we have different categories for all the rate users. Water and sewer have the same, and then solid waste is a slightly fewer categories. So looking right now, the lowest rate for water is residential, is $30 per month. Lowest rate for sewer is residential, $24. Solid waste residential is $30, so that comes out to $84 per month. That covers most households. If you look at the water, sewer, and solid waste totals, it's $7,400 almost, and about $11,800. So the where it says new dollar per month, that would be the 10% increase for the customer per month. And then the last column, the 10%, that's the total for that rate class. So a 10% increase would add roughly, next page, about $56,000 per year for water, wastewater, and solid waste. So just looking, this projects 6 fiscal years out. So right now the city takes in about $330,000 per year for water, sewer, and solid waste, and that excludes reconnection fees or fines or penalties or late fees. This is just current subscriber fees. So, moving forward, every year we'd have an additional $56,000 if the council approves the rate change. So you can see, and then below that is just the water and sewer portion and the solid waste portion. So let's try to kind of simplify it down from probably about 10 pages of charts in the packet.
Okay. We appreciate that, Jordan. And what we'll do, and I think direction's been given, we'll just do that now, make sure next month we will add that on the agenda for our first reading, and then we'll have this to think about over the next month. So we'll move forward with that. Is that all right with the council?
Okay, yes.
I'm seeing nodding heads, so we'll go ahead and do that, Jordan, and thank you for getting us that.
Sure.
That grant. So with that, Shannon, you'll make sure that we're set up for next month on the agenda. With that, we're going to move on to number 4. It's discussion of wharfage for vehicles coming across the dock. We did chat about this at length. We had a lot of good ideas, and several new questions came forward on this. So, again, this will be pushed back to next month also to be added to agenda and see where you want to go. And we'll give direction to Jordan to take a look at this and see where he can work in those questions that we had and see if we can tackle this at next month or not. So,
certainly.
Is that okay with the council?
Yes.
Very good. So we'll move right along this evening to number 5. It is a discussion about our harbor rate increases. And again, we did discuss this at length also. Several questions came up and several scenarios on how we may do something down there so we're not gone across the board, or we keep some at a different rate or not jumping up so much. So again, we will give direction to Jordan to take a look at that, and that will come back to us next month also to tackle next month for a first reading. And we'll have a couple more scenarios on front of us. Did you want to comment at all?
Yes, please, yes. Mr. Mayor. So as you guys brought today, the workshop, there's different ways to possibly increase the rates. One is a flat percentage across the board for all services, including moorage and haul out and emergency pumping and all that, or even electric rate. Right now it's $7 per month charge in addition to whatever TDX charges. Another option is a smaller increase for annual moorage versus temporary moorage. Another option is to raise moorage and leave services like the GEL alone for now. Before the meeting, I put together a quick spreadsheet. So right now, annual lease for 32-footers, $408 a year. 58-footer is $1,044 a year, and you can see the transient rate. So just I sketched out 4 scenarios. There's a flat increase, there's a 3% annual, 7% transient increase. So, and this is per year, so it's not just a one time. It'd be, you know, for 4 years. Obviously, it doesn't have, you know, the council, you know, sets the rates, but these are just some numbers to kind of get people thinking. You know, do we want to do one big? Does council wish to do one big jump? Do they want to break it down incrementally? And you know, like I mentioned earlier, it's difficult to forecast the revenue because, you know, fishing season changes, regulations changes. We saw last month Port of Fish. You know, whereas, you know, water and sewer, it's a pretty fixed number. But yeah, I can certainly bring some more scenarios. You know, especially including equipment rentals as well. Or rates for service. I mean, you know, plus the boxes that are needed. And, so this is just a jumping-off point. You know, nothing's binding, obviously, but just kind of want to put some numbers out there. But yeah, I'll have more.
Next month.
And should I bring a ordinance next month?
Yes. Let's okay. Get something, and at least we can get it on the floor, and then. We can have a reading and always change that on both of those months, or if we find something that the council wants to deal with more than others. So yes, we'll do the same for all of them. So, any questions for Jordan on that, or is everybody comfortable with that also?
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, I'm seeing all the nods. So thank you, Jordan, and we'll see you next month on that one. Moving right along, new business number 6 is our FY18 audit final results. Straightforward. Had those in front of you last month. Didn't have a chance to look through them, so hopefully everybody had a chance to peruse those. And with that, there aren't questions. I'd entertain a motion to approve those for this year.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Any discussion on this that anybody wanted to chat about? That anything came up that. You wanted to comment, or I'm not seeing any, so we'll have a roll call vote, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. So we'll just move right along on our agenda. Number 7 under new business is AEB FY20 community budget requests. We did spend a long time on this afternoon, and we do have a few, and I'm not sure. Did you want to just comment? We kind of have those in some order. And Jordan, I guess I'll have to have these in by
Friday.
Friday. So
I'll be busy the next. Busy tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there's a 3 that I suggested for consideration, as well as the Johnson Avenue Water Treatment Plant, the GEL. How's that spelled? Is it
G-E-H-L.
Okay. Yeah. The GEL. The garbage truck, Salisa's salary, effective October 1st of this calendar year. The floats, as well as harbor pavement. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. I can submit all 9. That's not a problem. I don't think we'll get all 9 funded.
No, understood.
But if the borough decides to go forward in light of this new fiscal situation, how does the council want me to take that? If they come back and say you need to choose 1 or 2, should we just wait and see?
Let's just wait and see, okay, and we can always do a phone poll. Okay. Is everybody comfortable? Did we miss any of those from what we chatted about this afternoon?
Well, I think.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's take all of them, and all right, we'll keep you busy for a day. So,
you have 2 days.
Oh, yes. Do we need to, well, he'd be leaving on Friday.
Well, the borough meeting is Thursday.
So oh, okay.
Day and a half.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Do we need a motion to approve these? Or I think direction's fine.
Direction.
Are you guys all comfortable with direction? Okay, yeah. Direction's been given. So, thanks, Jordan. Yeah. With that, we're going to move right along to our public comments, and look like they ran away. I will close that portion of the meeting, and we'll move on to our council comments, and I will start with Emil this evening.
Oh, wow. Okay. I just want to really thank everybody that went and had a tremendous time out at the Board of Fish meetings. But we went out there and really had kind of a tough time. And it was a brutal 6 days. But, you know, we came out fighting, and it seemed like we came by, not all the way out of the clear, but, I mean, some scars. And to have to lose something, of course, is tough. But, you know, it is what it is, and hopefully, you know, they get quite a bit of fish this next summer, and, you know, everything goes good as planned, and everything's, you know, is all happy. And next 3 years, you know, we're going to gear up for it again, and it's going to be another fight, you know, and just, it's nice to see that all three gear groups came together really strong. They tried fighting and trying to get us to break up before they did, and they didn't succeed. And thanks for the seniors to step up and giving a part of that, you know, piece of Dolgoy for June away was a big deal for the seniors to do, and for the rest of us to keep what we have as status quo. So it's really nice to see that we could come together and do some good, and, you know, at least keep Sandpoint afloat for another 3 years before they want to try to shut us down the rest of the way. Mm. But I have nothing else other than that, and that.
Very good. Thank you, Emil.
I hope for fish.
Yes. I agree with you on all those points, so good job. With that, Shirley?
Oh, I know that people aren't going to be happy about increasing stuff, but with inflation and cost of doing business and our revenue going down, we need to put a little increase on some of our rates. Yeah. I don't see any other choice.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Shirley. Anything else? Marita? Okay, Alan?
I have nothing tonight.
Are you feeling okay? Okay, just kidding. Thank you, Alan. With that, I want to thank you guys for all coming out this evening, and I appreciate your time and effort. It was a long workshop, and I think we got a lot accomplished, so a lot of direction for Jordan, so now he's got a little more work set up for him. But with that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
Make a motion.
Motion's been made by Marita, second by Nemo. All in favor, say aye.